Sweet it is. Let's find out with the crew of Let's Eat as we travel to Valparaiso and look in on Toy Ann's Sweetery. We'll be joined at the Baker's Bench with owner and operator Toy Ann. We want you to call in 219-769-9577 for a chance to win a gift card from Toy Ann's Sweetery out of Valparaiso. Discover Toy Ann's Sweetery, where you can find homemade baked cakes, cookies, breads, biscuits, and yes, everyone's favorite, homemade chicken pot pie. Let's satisfy our sweet tooth with Toy Ann's Sweetery, with owner Toy Ann and me, Chef Nick, this Friday at 3 o'clock on 89.1 FM, your Lakeshore Public Media. Follow me on Instagram at Let's Eat, POD, and Spotify. Yassoo! It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, WLPR. Good afternoon, Lakeshore listeners. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Eat. I'm Chef Nick, and over here in the hot seat, the captain's chair, is Vice President of Radio Operations, Tom Maloney. How you doing, Tom?
Nick, I am great. It is St. Patrick's Day weekend. It is Pi Day.
I know.
It is the culmination of all things that I love, and then I can see your smiling face here.
And I shaved.
You did. Look at you. You got a face for radio now.
Now
congrats.
I do. Can everyone see me out there? How you guys doing? No, I guess not.
Well, you can see him on Let's Eat POD.
Yeah,
on the,
check me out on Instagram, Let's Eat POD, and see Toy Ann from Toy Ann's Sweeteries here and me, some of the products you brought in. And we're going to enjoy them here in a moment here. Tom, you enjoying this weather?
I've been my office all day. So, yeah, totally. No windows in the office. I sit with a light. Everybody, I walk in and people are just like, it's dark in here. I'm like, yeah, that's how I like it. Turn off the lights.
You didn't go outside at all yet.
I've not been outside at all.
Are you driving that convertible still?
I am driving the convertible still, yeah.
You're going to pull it down? You're going to pull the...
If the papers in the back don't fly away.
There you go.
That's a fun story for you before we get into the show real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I was in grad school and driving a convertible. And the teacher says, all right, you know, pull out the reading or whatever. And I'm like, hey, can I get another copy? And he looks at me and goes, well, what happened to yours? I go, it blew away when I put my top down. Because it was in the back seat. I didn't realize
better than the dog ate it.
I didn't realize all my school papers were in the back seat when I put the top down. I look in the mirror and they're all flying out of the car. And so it's almost like a movie. I'm like, oh, no. And I pulled over and Were you
running out there trying to get the papers?
No, they were gone. I at least moved the papers up front. I didn't bother putting the top back up. It was too nice of a day. So I might experience the same thing today. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
I got my car, and I'm going to probably pull the top down on the way home.
All right, there you go.
Yeah. As long as we can. You know how it is around here. You got to take advantage of it.
Right? It's going to be like 39 degrees on Sunday, I think. So,
really?
Yeah, let's enjoy it today.
I'll put on my turtleneck. Today we have a special guest from Valparaiso, and that's Toy Ann. She's from Toy Ann Sweeteries. And we want you to call in 219-769-9577 for a chance to get a gift card from Toy Ann Sweeteries out of Valparaiso. Toy Ann, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, pull the mic closer. So, Toy Ann, why don't you introduce yourself to all the people out there?
Well, I'm Toy Ann Ronk, and I'm the owner of Toy Ann Sweetery. Been in business about 18 years.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go to Valparaiso? Are you a native regional person?
I graduated from Valpo High School.
Mm-hmm.
But through seventh grade, I was at Washington Township. So I had both worlds, Washington Township, little country school, and Valparaiso High School. I graduated from, yes.
So you said 18, how many years?
About 18 years
now,
of baking.
A baking.
Baking business. Yeah, my business is,
Started
off doing just markets.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've been, right now, where are you located at?
Where's my business located?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In Lincoln Kitchen.
In Lincoln Kitchen. And before that, did you have a location?
About 3 years ago, I had a bakery. I closed it about 3 years ago, but I was open for 4 years off of Billing Street, off of Calumet.
Okay.
I had... Toy Ann Sweetery there.
Okay.
Yeah. For about 4 years.
Now, why did you get into the bakery business? How did you get drawn into this? Because, like you said, you came in today and you're ready to, like, smack me with something saying, you know what, why did I even think about coming on to the radio? Because it's pie day,
it's
Nick.
It's pie day.
I didn't know it was pie
goodness,
day.
Oh, my goodness. It's pie
and
day.
And I'm busy, but I'm going to come on anyways.
Yes, yes.
So why did you get into this?
I've always had love of baking, collecting recipes probably since I was, little girl. My one side of my family, my grandmother belonged into the Amish community. My other side, my grandmother just always baked, and I spent a lot of time with her. Just love baking. Yeah.
So where'd you get some of your training from? Where are some of the places you worked at to train you? I mean, did you do it on your own? You're self-taught?
Yeah, no training.
I hear that a lot, Nick, it's always the bakers. It's always the people who are like, oh, I love baking pies and cupcakes and cakes. It's never like the guys who are like, oh, yeah, I'm a souffle chef or something. Like, it's always the bakers who are just like, you know what? I am homegrown. I am home trained. Mm-hmm. But in reality, when it comes to baking, we'll talk about the food that you brought, but the chicken pot pie. Like, I want to eat chicken pot pie that reminds me of a cold winter's day when I'm a kid, right? Like, I want it to be baked. I want it to be savory. I want it to really, like, hit on those levels in terms of, sort of the emotional tie that we have to food.
Yeah.
You know, a chocolate chip cookie always, reminds somebody of something, regardless of what kind of cookie. Like, that's just what it does. And so, like, baking, you want that home flavor. You want that seasoned cast iron flavor. You want it tastes just like it did coming out of my mom's oven or my grandma's oven, or it reminds me of the holiday parties when the neighbors would bring this over. Like, that's what I want from baking. So it needs to be homegrown.
So to take off from what Tom's saying, you alluded to you had Amish heritage.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So how much does that put into some of the things you do?
You know,
to bring out that flavor that Tom's talking about that makes you feel like you're going back home.
Yeah, I've just my grandmother, she stayed in the Amish community for about till she was 16, and then she met my grandfather.
Uh-huh.
And her sisters did stay in the community. I don't know a huge amount about it. I just know.
Did any recipes come over? Did you get some?
A few. Now, my other grandmother that's from Valparaiso, I cook in all her pans. Mm-hmm. Everything, the pot pies are all made in my grandmother's kettles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
So you treat those kettles like an aged barrel of wine?
Yes.
They have some seasoning.
It was
involved.
Hard for me to leave them at Lincoln Kitchen.
What you're saying is true. It's funny, Tom, when you're cooking in a kitchen, certain pots and pans cook the way you want them to cook.
Yes.
They do.
I don't know why. And then if you switch, it's just not.
It's
like
not the
what
same.
I made in the restaurant, I can't seem to always duplicate in my own home kitchen.
Yes.
It's just.
Yeah, and it's with the chicken pot pies, I have to be able to thicken them at a certain time. And so the pans that I use just work perfect.
But you know what the star is of the chicken pot pie? The
What's
star
that?
Is the crust.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I don't know how you came up with the crust, but it's flaky, it's buttery. I'm sure it's like...
It's all, delicious.
It's all buttery.
Thank
and
you.
It's you don't get that the shortening flavor.
Yeah.
You know, that
no,
like it's sticking at the
shortening.
Top of your...
Yeah.
You know, it just dissolves like a cracker.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
it almost tastes almost like a holiday cookie in the sense of all of the butter in it.
Yeah.
And like butter for a long time though was a bad word, right? Like nobody wanted I can't believe it's not butter. Country crock, some sort of weird plastic margarine spread. I grew up with margarine in the kitchen of my house, you know, like and then my wife's like, no, I want butter. And I'm like, butter? And I'm like, oh, no,
that's
butter. And but now it's like I'm cooking and I'm eating like tablespoons of butter in one serving just without cooking it. It's disgusting. It's delicious. I judge myself for it. You don't have to. But, talking about the pans, the ingredients as well. Maybe we use the chicken pot pie as the example here. So, like, when you're baking in your kitchen – How long does it take you to perfect that and then get to the point where it's like it's automatic, where it's just like, you know what? Oh, I got to make a dozen pot pies. I can do that in 2 hours and knock it out. Like how's that process?
Especially the crust. How long did it take you to come up with, work this crust so good all the time? Was that like a years of playing around with it or month?
No. A few days.
Wow.
A few days.
Well, how long have you had the pot pie? Because when I went to visit the Lincoln Kitchen, Eric was helping some guys that came to your counter. I guess you guys all kind of help mm-hmm. each other out. And the guy bought like 5 chicken pot pies. Mm-hmm. I'm like, she's a bakery. He goes, yeah, but man, the chicken pot pies just fly out of this place. So
yeah,
how long has this chicken pot pie been going on? And how'd you come up? Your bakery, a sweetery, and you have a savory.
Yeah, when I opened my bakery on Billings Street, I had good business, but there were some people that said, you know, I'm a diabetic, or we just don't eat that many sweets, and I never made a pot pie in my life.
Really?
The crust, yes, but not the filling, and so I just started messing around with different ingredients, and I took probably 10 different recipes and combined it into one. And originally it was one big batch,
wasn't it?
Yeah. And originally I'd made them into hand pies,
uh-huh.
and I thought I thought it was a little bit too dry, so I started, well, let's go ahead and go with the full tin, and so it just evolved into that. So it started at that place, and I believe I started that in 2020.
So like 5 years.
5 years have been
four
doing
years.
It.
Like that's to have it perfected. That is it. Just because you've got that muscle memory of how it should taste, what it should be.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, okay.
There's one thing you told me that real quick, folks. You're listening to Let's Eat on 89.1 FM. We have Toyann here from Toyann Sweeteries out of Valparaiso. And if you get a chance, give us a call and join the conversation, 219-769-9577. Get a chance to win a gift card from Toyann Sweeteries out of Valparaiso. How many have you sold? I mean, what do you think? What do you sell in a week on the average?
60 to 100?
That's a lot.
When I had my bakery, I was selling about 100 a week, especially during COVID, because
mm-hmm.
I opened it up to curbside. So
that's just over 20,000 pot pies in over 4 years.
Yeah.
Do you feel it in your arms?
Yeah.
Yes. Now, are you a traditional baker in that you're hand mixing everything, or are you using mixers and letting machines do the work?
Yeah, I use a mixer. And
okay.
My mixer
is my 6-year-old right now, so things come out lumpy, which is fine, but you know.
But I hand roll every batch of dough, and I have
it's a lot
I
of hand
mold.
Rolling.
Yes.
Yeah, especially pie dough.
Yes, and I have a form, circle forms for the bottom and for the top crust, and so yeah, I do every single one by hand.
So do you really have to refrigerate a pie crust in a refrigerator? Every show you see, they always say take it and put in some saran wrap and put it in a refrigerator and then bring it out because it's supposed to absorb it. And then you got to work with it again.
Yeah.
Do you do that, all that?
No, yeah. I don't. I don't have enough time.
But you know what? It's a great pot pie. So, you proved them wrong.
Yeah.
We skipped a part here. Why don't you give us where you're located, hours operations, and if you have a phone number you can give out for...
Yeah. I'm at Lincoln Kitchen. My state licensed kitchen is at Lincoln Kitchen, and then I have an extension of just my own space. Looks like it's just a little miniature bakery.
Mm-hmm.
But
it has a counter that juts out.
It has a counter. And I'm there. We open around 10, and I stay there... Just all depends. 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, sometimes, more towards the night. I work another job too.
What?
So Eric will sell for the rest of the evening. So you can still come in till 8 o'clock at night because my stuff is all prepackaged when I leave, ready to sell. You can still buy pot pies.
Pot pies, you got to take them home and reheat them or heat them up?
No, you buy them frozen.
Okay.
And so they take about an hour and 10 minutes. The crust has never been baked, but the filling is completely cooked. So you don't have to worry if the chicken is, raw mm-hmm. or anything. It's all fully cooked. And, but the crust...
It holds. You would think it maybe get a little soggy from all that, from the,
Yeah, that's what I tell everybody. Keep it frozen, bake from frozen.
Oh, okay.
I say that I don't know how many times a day. Keep it frozen. A lot of people, we'll thaw it out and then we'll bake it. I said, no. I want you to keep it frozen.
Running.
Yes.
That's a good tip.
Keep it frozen, bake from frozen.
So what's your experience in working in this like food mall? Because there's other vendors in there. I mean, is it, do you find it as a good, Eric's may be listening, so you better say it's good. But do you find it as advantageous? Like you got other places and that helps bring you business? I mean,
oh, of course. I mean, that's how I feel.
If, like cross business.
If they're doing well, I'm going to do well. Mm-hmm. You know, it's we work together. Everybody works together. It's a great place.
Do you find somebody maybe gets a Rowan Gardner hot dog or something and then comes to you for dessert kind of a thing where somebody's like, oh, I'm going to get my lobster roll because Lincoln Kitchen was just on a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Get the lobster roll, and then it's like, oh, that fudgy brownie looks really good, or the cookies look really good, or the other sweet treats that you have.
Because you put them out there for people to see, too.
Yeah, I lay a full counter out. The kiosk is right there. Bags are right there. Mm-hmm. If I'm, not there or I'm in the back, and they just wanted to check out, grab a bag, grab the stuff, and that's good to go. Popeyes, you have to, because they're in the freezer behind, so they have to wait and get somebody.
So everything you got is pretty much grab and go.
Yes, and I like that. Yeah.
So what are you doing special for St. Patrick's Day? Anything?
I'm doing the shamrock cookie. That's a cutout cookie with our buttercream frosting, and some brownies with the mint buttercream.
Oh, the chocolate chip, like mint buttercream brownies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, You do more than just what you're seeing there at the place. What are some of the other items you do?
Oh, gosh. We do sweetbreads. I do about 30 different pies, I would say. We do 50 different kinds of cupcakes.
What?
Yeah.
There's 50
different kinds.
How many flavors are there?
50. There's 50 different kinds.
Are you cycling through, like, okay, I'll do this, these 10 for a month, I'll do these 10 for a month, or like, here are your 50 options every single day.
Well,
you can have 50 different types of cupcakes.
Right? And I do, pardon me?
They're pre-orders.
If it's cupcakes, yes. Yeah. I do a cake bowl for $5. It's in a plastic bowl with a lid, and I do about five different ones, four to five every day. Like the German chocolate you guys have. I do white on white, just all different kinds. I just kind of, see which one I'm in the mood to do.
When do you have time? So you're working another job. You're doing this. When do you have time to actually, bake five different cake bowls and 100 different chicken pot pies and, because that's a lot of
who's
volume.
Who's helping you?
That's a lot of quantity.
I just my mom comes in and does some dishes. That's it.
It's just you.
Yeah. Well, my daughters they've always done if there's a fancy cake or anything, they do the decorating for it. So they do kind of their own thing. When we had the business on Billings Street, they did cakes and everything there. So we had they do weddings and things like that. But
those are some of the other things we can check out. Get deeper into is like you do graduation cakes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that everything's baked there?
Mm-hmm.
And are you a decorator or is it
no,
your daughters?
No, my daughters. Yeah. So.
So you do that? You do showers?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, I've done baby showers, bridal showers. We do gluten free, like baby showers, things like that. If you look for specialties.
Now, you guys go out to any of the, bridal fairs and do all the samplings and things like that?
No.
No, none of that?
No. I do a Coffee Creek Market. That's coming up in April.
Okay.
I've done that. This
will
be the third year.
That's out in Chesterton, right?
That's in Chesterton, yeah.
And what do you do?
I sell the pot pies there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you take? And now you keep them frozen?
I take them in a cooler, yeah.
And that's all you sell is the pot pies?
Yeah, and about four or five baskets of cookies and sweetbreads.
Well, tell us.
Really quick, the second time you brought up sweetbreads, in my head I'm picturing like a cinnamon swirl or something kind of a bread. Is that what a sweetbread is? Okay.
Lemon, blueberry, pumpkin, banana, things like that.
Okay.
Because you have to watch what you take to a market.
Right.
Because of temperature.
So are they full loaves or are they like little mini loaves?
Half loaves.
Half loaves for the sweetbreads.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I tend to do those and cookies. I try really not to bring anything that's frosting at, you know, outdoor markets. Especially
when it gets warmer.
Well, we're all butter.
Yeah. That's true.
So, you know, it'd have to be just the right temperature to be able to bring certain things.
Do you enjoy doing the markets?
Yeah, I do.
You? Yeah. And why?
I've had so many people that I see every year, and I originally started off at Valpo way back when it was at the courthouse, and it was much smaller, and it just kind of evolved, and then I started the other bakery, and then I wanted to go back to the markets.
You're a rarity in that regard too, because a lot of the folks we get on, Nick, like, it's like they graduate from the markets and it's like they turn the I'm never going back to a market again, like,
love,
it just
no, love
so
markets.
you normally it's like people, you say markets and it's like this look of like the 1,000-yard stare that vets have, kind of like they just look like that for a moment, and they're thinking about, you know, the days of being at the market. But like, it just, you know, I've met
so many people.
Yeah, it's a lot of FaceTime. It's a lot of, it's a lot of
connections.
All, it's almost free marketing.
Yes.
You know, at the market where it's like you have a table and people walk up and nobody can turn down a fudgy brownie.
Chicken pot pie.
Chicken pot pie.
So how did you come up with the items for the market? I mean, just trial and error?
Well, yeah, through the years.
And probably what's going to last out.
What's going to last. Like, brownies are great there, the cookies and sweetbreads. And sometimes I'll bring my fruit pies. So, like, the 5-inch fruit pies. Just all depends on how much time I have and, you know, what fruit is available, because I make all my own fillings.
Oh, wow.
I don't use any canned fillings.
Really? Not even the...
There's 24 hours in a day.
I know.
You
don't use, like, the strawberry glaze and add strawberry?
No.
Wow. I even did that.
Okay. So, really, you're listening to Let's Eat. My mind is currently being blown and trying to figure out how to cram a 25th hour and 24 hours in a day.
You need more, like, than one more.
Yeah, right? How does that schedule work? Are you just like, okay, today I'm working on this, and you'll bulk batch everything, and it's like, so today's Friday, so, like, you know, Saturday I'm going to work on this, Sunday I'm going to work on this. So you're basically, I assume you're baking every single day.
Every day. Yeah. And Eric knows I try to sell out for the day. You know, that's a good day for me, because then I can start, you know, completely fresh.
Got it. Okay. So you are you making like limited quantities then, aside from the pot pies? Because they can be frozen and you can, whatever you're, so, like, you might only have, you know, maybe 10 sweetbreads or 10 banana breads for the whole day. And once you're out, you're out. Okay.
And like 20 of those bowls of cakes
for
the day.
How many different varieties of the breads do you make?
About six.
And those are those are your consistent?
Well, those are for markets. I have not put those out for Lincoln Kitchen.
Okay. At the Lincoln Kitchen, do you offer specials, like weekly specials or seasonal specials, or, I mean, how's that?
Well,
work?
Like, on Sundays, I do beef and noodles now.
Yeah, you do. I noticed that you do savory items.
Yes, I love. Like, by Sunday,
so like,
I,
a, are
I'd
you
like
talking like
that.
A beef and noodle, like a beef stroganoff kind of a thing, or like an Asian beef and noodle,
or sometimes they call it beef tips and noodles, and
I would
it
say
has like a gravy,
nice big Amish noodle,
right?
Yeah,
white.
Okay,
with
okay.
You know, a broth, and I cook the meat all night,
right?
And
so you're gonna be back on again next, Nick. When's the next hole in the show? The 28th, I think we're scheduled for a rerun.
I would like to have the beef and noodle.
They're really yummy. And you get a homemade biscuit.
You can bring your daughters in and they can talk about the cake decorating.
Yeah,
we can try more of the food that you make. So is it just like, oh, I'd like to make this, let's see how it goes? Or is it, do you get the feedback from customers, hey, do you make XYZ? And then you try it out, or you're just like, this is, you know. Like,
where do the ideas come from?
That's a typical
baker as well as I've learned. It's I just want to try something new.
So, like something like the beef and noodles. I mean, it could be chicken and noodles or something.
Yeah,
like,
and I do chicken and dumplings off and on with homemade dumplings
on
Sundays.
Is Sundays your day that you do something savory?
Yeah.
And why is that?
I don't know. I just feel like that's something I
want
to do.
That's the family cooking night, right? Like, you want that savory. You want grandma's chicken pot pie meal on a Sunday.
Well,
Yeah.
When the weather changes, do you have difference in business when it's colder and hotter, especially when you're talking about savory things like that?
I think that, and I think that's the way it goes, but I don't know. I tend to sell pretty well year-round.
What, how many batches do you usually make of it?
Of the like the beef and noodles?
Yeah, something like that.
I get like 12 to 14, yeah. 32 ounces. So okay. It's a big kettle. My right. grandma's big, big kettle.
Right.
Yeah.
So is that kettle back in the kitchen there?
It is,
now,
yes.
You don't have a very large area to work in, do you?
It's pretty, yeah, it's a good-sized kitchen. Really? It's a shared kitchen.
Right.
So, yeah, I got plenty of room to do everything I need to do.
And you also do pot pies with sausage gravy?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, how does that work? Because I know that's looser. It's got to be looser. Does it work the same as chicken pot pie?
Yeah, it thickens up. I make a big batch of homemade sausage gravy.
Is that like a white gravy, like a biscuits mm-hmm. and gravy?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that goes in the bottom crust. And so it's the same crust as what you're having with the chicken.
Yeah.
And then I do a little bit of butter in that gravy.
Okay.
And so it just kind of all mixed up and tastes like biscuits and gravy.
You're listening to Let's Eat on 89.1 FM. I'm sitting here with Toy Ann from Toy Ann Sweeteries out of Valparaiso. And we want you to call in 219-769-9577 for a chance to get a gift card from Toy Ann Sweeteries out of Valparaiso. I see some other things. Like, how many different flavors of cookies do you do? Mm. And how many different, what do you offer every day? Is cookies a big thing?
Yeah. I mean, I do. My cutout is probably my most popular with the buttercream.
Okay.
And that just goes by seasons. Could be, the St. Patrick's Day.
Now, Tom loves, like, the Loft House cookies.
Okay.
Do you do a style like that?
What's the Loft House?
The one with the big sugar top on it? That's the butter cookie with a big sugar. It's not you that likes
it? No, I hate those.
I do, too.
Yeah, I'm not a fan at all. No. I thought you knew me, Nick.
I did.
You've been doing this show for how long? You don't know that I don't like those?
Someone around here loves those cookies.
Probably. I mean, we got how many people in the building? Yeah. They're all sweet treat holics.
I'm not into them, but do you make those?
I make a butter cookie.
Right.
And they're cut out like a flower or whatever,
And you put that big old icing on top?
And I make our buttercream frosting goes on top.
Yeah, buttercream frosting is what buttercream and cream cheese frostings are what I like on anything.
So you don't use any better cream. You use buttercream. Do you use a whipped cream?
We can do a whipped cream. But for my cookies, it's always butter.
Do you do any chocolate chip cookies?
Oh, yeah, every day.
So are you a little chip, a medium chip, or like a big chunk?
I do three different chocolates.
Okay.
Each cookie.
Yeah.
In each one.
Yeah.
All right, let's go through this.
Semi-sweet, milk, and dark.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then my wife likes her chocolate chip cookies really crispy.
I like
them really chewy.
You know what? The traditional is crispy.
Customers in general, it's soft.
Soft and chewy is the way to go
me. They were like kind of developed, I think, in the 20s and 30s in Massachusetts at a toll house. It was a toll house, an old toll house.
Which is how you get the toll house chips. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's where they get the name. And the original ones were kind of small, and when you got them, they were really actually crispy.
Probably because the preservatives at the time, those cookies aren't going to last a while, so you got to have that hard, almost like a hard tack back from
And it's funny about the chocolate chip is back then they used to actually crush up chocolate to make the chips, and then eventually I don't know, it was Nestle or whoever was making chocolate said, hey, we can make chips.
We made bombs for World War II. Now let's just make chips instead. It's like, okay, that works. But are chocolate chip cookies like, for me, like, I want those over any other kind of cookie, but you said the cutout cookies tend to be cutouts.
We sell tons and tons and tons of those. I do butterscotch chip, chocolate chip, oatmeal raisin. That's probably my most popular.
Really?
Oatmeal raisin?
Oatmeal raisin on Sundays.
See, I can't do it. Oatmeal raisin is why I got trust issues. Like, it should be a chocolate chip, and it's a raisin. And I'm like, I've already bitten into it. I can't put it back in the cookie jar.
You use brown sugar in that one? Yeah. Oh, I love that. Oh, that's my favorite.
Gets nice and caramelized. Yeah. Do you do a peanut butter cookie at all?
Yeah.
Do you do peanut butter chips in there or just peanut butter flavoring?
Just peanut butter.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, my grandma's recipe. Yeah.
Yeah, my great aunt used to make a peanut butter cookie, and it's the same kind of thing. When it comes to baking, nobody's ever made a peanut butter cookie like my great aunt made, and it's in my brain. It's complete nostalgia. It's probably incorrect. There are probably other fantastic, amazing varieties, but she passed a number of years ago, and I haven't had a peanut butter cookie like hers since before she passed. And so it's like that, that like that training in terms of like the brain for a customer to come in and, you know, because we hear about it all the time with guests where they're just like, they want that customer to come in and say, oh, this is just like how grandma used to make it.
And
this
that's,
is
just exactly. like how my mom used to make it. I hear that a lot. I had a gentleman stop in, and I'm making him a pie. It's called a Bob Andy pie, and he has not had it in 20 years.
What's a Bob Andy pie?
Bob Andy.
I looked it up.
Something
Bob Andy. I've never heard of it. Bob Andy. And it's very, very old recipe, but it's, well, Indiana is our state pie is the sugar cream pie.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Bob Andy pie is pretty close to that, but it has a lot of cinnamon in it, and the cinnamon rises to the top.
Oh, that's
so you have a layer of cinnamon, and so I still have to make it for him. I get so busy, and then I'm like, I need to make that pie for him.
You know, I've never had a sugar cream pie. I don't even know what it is. I don't know what it is.
Come on, Nick.
I don't know what it is.
It's good.
What is it? Describe it.
It's kind of like custard. I mean, the one I make is not as much like pudding. This is, it has heavy cream in it.
Oh.
Brown sugar,
So it's like
flour.
A custard pie. You got eggs in it?
Mine does not.
Okay.
A custard would be more egg. So, yeah, but so that pie is pretty close. So I need to make that pie for him.
See, I'm wondering if that's going to taste like a snickerdoodle or something with the cinnamon in there.
That's what I'm thinking.
You're thinking the same
thing? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think it's going to be a good pie. Yeah.
You sell other things, like puppy chow? Do you have puppy chow?
Yeah, we got puppy chow.
What is puppy chow?
Puppy chow is I use rice chex because then it makes it gluten-free. Okay. So it's just a chocolate peanut butter melted, coating the rice chex and then powdered sugar. Why it's called really puppy chow, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
So you alluded to gluten-free. So what gluten-free items do you carry? And is that all on special order?
Yeah. It would be like if you need a cupcakes or something special, that's, special order. But gluten-free, I do the puppy chow, and Rice Krispies are gluten-free that we make.
Okay. How about sugar-free? You do anything sugar-free?
By order, I have in the past,
So now it's pie day. What pies are you offering today?
I think they're all sold out right now.
It's pie weekend. It's pie weekend.
Let's see, it's pie weekend. So I'll have some more tomorrow. But I did cherry, peach, blueberry, and what other one did I do? Apple.
And you're actually making all the fillings from scratch. Actually peeling the apples and...
Well, the apples, most of my fruit, because I love to cook down frozen fruit. So most of it comes from Coloma, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And
it comes frozen?
Comes frozen.
Okay.
Yeah. So I cook all that down in the kettles and thicken it.
Yeah, it thickens up as opposed to just like being really water saturated.
Yeah,
and fresh.
Yeah. I thicken it myself and cook it down, and then you got to cool it. And yeah.
So let's go back to some of these cakes. I looked on your website or your Facebook, that you do some really nice cakes. That's all your daughters?
Yeah.
All of it?
Yeah.
I mean, you really do some, you do wedding cakes. Mm-hmm. And I've seen some really nice wedding cakes.
Yeah.
Do you get a lot of wedding cakes and specialty cakes?
Yeah.
Now, do you have like a booklet that people can look at for ideas?
No, it's just really off of Facebook, I would say. Yeah. We don't do a huge amount. Yeah. Mostly my stuff is just all that's, what I put on the counter or special orders and the markets. And
so I pulled it up here on Instagram. It's on the gram, TOYANNS, Toyanns.
Mm-hmm.
Some Valentine's Day cakes. We finally got a caller here, 219-769-9577. Tacos and tequila, a little lime action there. Like, there's some really, really fun, creative, and colorful cakes on there.
That's what I was saying. It's like, like the birthday cakes, do they do like layovers or do they actually have an OPEC projector do some of these things?
No, those are all by hand.
All by hand.
Yeah.
Now, do they do like, what are the different frostings that you offer for the cake? Just the one frosting?
Oh, no. We have so many different buttercreams. We have strawberry and raspberries and all kinds.
Are they willing to do fillings in there too?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there. Yeah,
and all those fillings you make.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
I'll give it to you, because I know I wouldn't even do that step. I mean, I might make the crust.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the cake, But like, say, if I wanted to make a, you know, strawberry shortcake, yeah, I'll make the cake. But yeah. I think the filling, I'm gonna probably buy the glaze and chop up some strawberries.
Well, you know, and strawberry, yeah, for strawberry pie is the glaze is actually pretty easy to make to cook it down. Yeah, yeah.
We got a caller?
We do. We got Anne joining us on the line, and Anne wants to let us know why they call it puppy chow.
Oh. Hi, Anne.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
So, puppy chow is like the name brand dog food.
Right.
And it's coated, so when you have a puppy, you're supposed to add like a little bit of water to it, and it makes it almost like a gravy or a little bit softer for literally a puppy, like a tiny dog who doesn't eat just plain kibble.
Oh,
and when you make puppy chow, you coat it in the peanut butter and the chocolate and the frosting,
and
then
yeah.
you shake it in the powdered sugar so it looks just like the dog food, and it's because it looks like dog food.
Okay.
There we go.
Thank you.
Now, have you ever been to Toy Ann's Sweeteries?
I have not. I never even had heard of it until the advertisements for the show earlier this week.
Now, where are you located at? Are you in Valparaiso?
I'm in Crown Point.
Oh, okay.
I used to work in Valpo, but I didn't really stray around very much. I feel like every time I go to Valpo, I lose my sense of direction.
Yeah, they keep building things.
So I hadn't heard about her and her. My husband does not like chicken pot pie, but that would be a great thing to pick up when he's out of town, because I love pot pie.
Even if he's in town, you can just eat it in front of him and be like, you know what, this is your loss.
You know what, it was, the chicken pot pie is awesome. And like I said, when I was there, this guy came up and bought 5 of them, like frozen right off the bat. So it's a great item to buy and just put in your freezer. So Toy Ann's going to give me a gift card, and the station's going to send it out to you to give you a reason to go back to Valpo and visit Toy Ann's Sweeteries, and it's located right inside the Lincoln Kitchen over there in Valparaiso.
Awesome.
And you know what? There's other operations, other restaurants. So take your husband anyways,
because there might be something he likes.
You might want to get a hot dog, or you might want to get. They have an Indian place there.
Indian,
they have
pizzas. We got everything.
Yeah, they got everything. Yeah. But
looking forward to checking it out.
All right, and do me a favor, stay in the line. I got to grab a pen, and I'll get your information in just a moment. Oh, Nick has a pen. Great.
I have a pen right here. So thank you again. We only got about not even 15 minutes. If you want to give us a call, 219-769-9577. Join the conversation. We're sitting here with Toy Ann from Toy Ann Sweeteries out of Valparaiso. She's located right inside the Lincoln Kitchen. What is that, on Sturgey Road?
Silhavy
Road.
704 Silhavy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And do you have a phone number?
It's 219-921-9055. I think that's listed on our Facebook page also.
You know what's great about this place? It's not just sweets. I mean, they do have savory items like the chicken pot pies and the beef and noodles. And another one that you made is dumplings.
Chicken and dumplings.
Chicken and dumplings. But you do ham and beans, too?
Yes, I do ham and beans, too, yes.
So do you soak the beans? Don't tell me you soak the beans,
yes,
too.
Yes.
So you make it all from scratch.
Yes, all from scratch, yes. Yes.
Do you feel sometimes you need a bigger storefront?
No, not at all.
No?
No, not at all.
I think you're just set with what you have?
It's set with. I'm very, very happy where I'm at, and yeah.
I was going to say, with the shared kitchen, because when we had Lincoln Kitchen on just a few weeks ago, it's the first time I think I'd ever heard of that. Like,
it's like
5 or 7 different places, but like, yeah, it's kind of like it's like a food court, but it's a food court on steroids, because you're all using the same kitchen. You're all kind of working together. You go to the food court in the mall, and it's like if you go to the Asian place, the guy from the pizza counter isn't going to like run over and check you out real quick.
I had to correct you.
Yeah.
They're all little separate kitchens.
Yeah.
Oh, are they? Okay, okay.
So it's like when you go to a food court in the mall, it's sort of like that, but
okay.
They're all kind of enclosed. Yeah. On the door on the outside, you won't see it as a customer,
because
there's a hallway. But there's the name of the kitchen, and then their health department is on there, too. So everyone can see.
Okay.
So each of them is their own little separate.
Yes.
Believe me, I think I would get a unit there, but it's too far away from my house.
Okay.
Because listen clearly out there, anyone that wants to do a restaurant or something small, start something with food, That's the place to go to.
It's perfect. It's that step up from like a ghost kitchen or baking or cooking out of your house and having to like do it that way. You have your own sort of location. Is it easier for you? I guess probably less hassle and headache than having your own storefront brick and mortar like you used to.
Yes, I like it much better.
Because you guys, I mean, they have separate kitchens, but when it comes to the ordering, it all goes through one central desk, right?
Yes.
And whoever works the front goes around to all the different kitchens and gathers the food. And then to the customer, it's only one bill.
Yes.
But you guys get your share, because the computer knows whose food it was.
Yeah.
I mean, how nice is that?
It is perfect with where I am at my life right now. I don't want a full bakery. This is perfect for me.
Yeah, but you're already doing a full bakery.
I know. but you know what?
True.
Yeah. Yeah.
But for someone that wants to do a startup, it's perfect. Perfect. Because you go into the unit, it's got a hood. Mm-hmm. Some of them have stoves. And all you do is get your Board of Health little certificate and pay whatever you have to pay. And you move in. And they do help you with the advertisement. And then you just make your food. And you don't have to worry about having a waitress or a host or a dishwasher. Really, one guy in that unit.
Yeah,
pretty much.
You could have Toyann's mom come and wash dishes for you.
There you go. She loves it.
Yeah, there you go.
So, what are some of the new items that are coming up
for
like the summertime?
What I'm thinking of?
Yeah, for the summertime.
How
do things hit you in the face and you say, "Yeah, that's what I want to do"? Is it you watch TV and something comes up?
I don't know. I'm kind of leaning towards maybe breakfast.
Oh, really?
Having some breakfast.
What time do you open up now?
I like 10, so I would be more like 9 to 11 for a little bit of maybe breakfast sandwiches, biscuits and gravy, things like that. I'm kind of leaning towards maybe figuring that out. Maybe a few diner, maybe Sloppy Joe's or things, something like that. Maybe.
So basic stuff.
Very basic.
And what's nice is you have the autonomy to almost make anything you want as long as you don't step on somebody else's toes.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So your daughters don't go out to do any kind of bridal fairs or anything like that. Do you have any kind of like punch cards, loyalty cards?
No, I don't.
So all the ideas are from you. Doesn't your daughters help you out with any ideas? Or did they just come in and just do cakes and that's it?
Yeah. I'm always thinking.
Are you in there all by yourself all the time?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
When I came in there, I thought you had somebody else working with you.
Once in a while, my friends pop in to visit here and there.
Yeah, that's how it was when I was. I had my restaurant, and I'd be cooking, and my friends were standing in front of me, talk to me, and I'm just like cooking away.
Yeah.
You know, they're just probably amazed that I'm just like cooking. But it's just how it is. What's the largest, like when it comes to catering, like with cakes, the largest wedding cake you ever did? What's the most that you guys are proud of?
Like a quad layer, like a triple.
Yeah, there was a four.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just harder when you use butter in your buttercream and not shortening. It's you got to watch the temperature in the room.
Doesn't
rooms.
Stay as much, yeah.
Yeah.
And those wedding halls get warm.
They get very warm. Yep, so we like the ones that have like refrigeration right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because buttercream, I mean.
You guys do the pillars and all that stuff?
No.
That's kind of gone away, hasn't it?
Yeah. I would say so.
Yeah.
What's the timeout or the ETA on, like, if I wanted to put in an order for catering, whether it's a wedding cake or a bridal shower, or baby shower, or I want
a couple months,
50 chocolate chip cookies.
Well, if it's just strictly cookies, you could give me 3 or 4 days.
Okay, so it just kind of depends. Mm-hmm. Call up early, get a hold of you early, and figure out what the timeout is on that, as opposed to like, oh no, I need this thing next week, and it just,
I do lots of platters of brownies and platters of cookies.
Are cupcakes really big for like people using them, like at weddings instead of like the whole cake? Some people are doing like a cupcake.
I would say so. Or our cutout cookies, like in a heart shape cookie, that's real popular. So mini cupcakes.
Well, during the holidays, okay, you make cookies, but do you make different kind of cookies for the holiday? What are the different kind of cookies? Like Easter, are you doing anything other than your sugar cookie? Do you do anything special?
I do lemon bars, key lime bars, things like that. Pecan pie bars, cherry bars, things like that. I mean, I try to keep things as simple simple as possible in my life.
Because we talked about it at the beginning of the show, like, does the heavy stuff, even when it comes to the snacks and the treats, does that play as well as it gets warmer? Like, today's 70-something degrees outside. Like, the chicken pot pie is fantastic, don't get me wrong, but, like, I don't know if I want a big, heavy cookie or something. I may want something lighter, like that spring flavor of a key lime pie or something.
Yes, that's when, like, I'll be starting to do the key lime bars. Okay. And
do you make a meringue?
I do. Do I like doing that? Yes, I do. I do not like making meringue, but I can make it. I can do it. Yes. Yes. Yeah, and that's temperature, too.
That's all temperature.
Yes.
Try to get that soft peak. What's your biggest seller?
Of desserts?
Of everything. Like, what do you sell the most of? Like, if you were to say, you know what? I'm going to shut this place down. I'm going to get a carton. I'm just selling this. What would it be?
Chicken pot pies.
Chicken pot pies.
Yeah. I do turkey once a year. Thanksgiving. I call it the Thanksgiving pot pie. But that's only once a year, around, in obviously, November. But chicken.
And when is your busiest season, you feel?
Fall.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah.
So, like, September, well, even September now is the summer around here. So, like, October, November, December.
Well, I mean, I take chicken pot pies at Coffee Creek. We start April 9th. We go all the way till November.
Wow.
And I sell chicken pot pies that whole entire time.
And that's on Coffee Creek's on Saturdays, right?
No, Wednesday.
Oh, it's Wednesdays. Okay.
That's why I really like, I like that, because I can bake that morning. Because I tend to do things very, very fresh.
What time do you get in every day?
Well, in those days, it's going to be early.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be early.
I have a very important thing here. It's the Let's Eat questionnaire. Are you ready for it?
Okay.
Ready?
All right.
Okay, let's start. What's your favorite seafood?
My favorite seafood would be... I'm not a lobster fan, a huge lobster fan. So I'm not a crab fan either. So I would probably just say some good perch.
Ketchup on your hot dog?
Of course.
What's on the, you know, St. Patrick's Day is coming up. What's on the other side of that rainbow?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
What would you like to be on the other side?
Maybe a couple days off.
We never get that answer. We've always had gold.
Everybody's just like gold, yeah. A couple of days off is gold, though, right? Yeah.
Okay. In a wrestling match, who would win? A leprechaun or a gnome?
Probably a gnome.
You think the gnome would be the
leprechaun? I think the leprechaun. He's got the stick. The reach of the stick, maybe.
Can you imagine watching a leprechaun?
Where did you come up with that question? That's a weird one, Nick. Normally, it's like, yeah, what's your favorite food? What's your favorite pet? What's your favorite, you know, normal thing?
Yeah.
And
it's
yeah.
St. Patrick's Day.
A leprechaun versus a gnome. All right.
I think a leprechaun is pretty feisty.
I think they are. True. I think they are.
If there was someone you could meet in the past, in the future, or now, who would it be? So you can have a conversation with.
My grandma.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Thick or thin pizza?
Thin.
You like it real thin? Why does everyone think Chicago area is all thin? But everyone we talk to pretty much likes thin.
Well, that's because we're all from here. Yeah. If you're not from here, Chicago style is an Uno's or a Picard's or like a deep dish kind of a thing. Yeah. Like, we all want tavern style. We all want thin crust.
When I grew up, there was a place on Broadway in Glen Park. It might have been the Flamingo, I think. And they used to call it Tivoli Pizza. Which was like a tavern, really good. Oh, I love that stuff.
I was going to say, I probably have like a deep dish style pizza probably once every 3 to 5 years.
I think
that's more than enough for me.
Once.
It's more the sauce for me than the crust.
You like it sweet or
sweet?
You like sweet sauce? Tom, you like sweet sauce? Or?
Yeah, I like sweet sauce. I was in Aurelio's family growing up, and we've switched over now. We're a Gelsosimo's family, and that's my kiddo's favorite. So if it's my kiddo's favorite by default, it has to be my favorite, but both of them have a really, really sweet sauce.
Yeah, what is it?
Langos. Yes. Yep, Langos out of Crown Point as well. Yeah. They've got a great pie there, too. Yeah.
There's an item to make. Well, you know what you should just do is make pizza dough balls, freeze them, and sell them.
I did think of that.
You think the same. What's your lucky number?
I do like just 7.
You like 7? Tom, you have one?
13.
You guys have both of my numbers. My daughter's born on the 13th. I never liked that number until she was born on the 13th, and my son was born on the 7th.
Yeah, 13 is an old football number for me. So,
Cubs or Sox? You're not a sports person?
It's, for, really. It's for the best. It's for the best. The Sox are terrible.
I couldn't even.
They're awful.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I do like to watch it, you know, if I get time.
So say you got Roan Gardner hot dogs right around the corner from you there in the building.
Yes, that
so.
Is true. Yeah, yeah. But for me to decide on those two, I couldn't even decide.
Really?
No.
So you like your beer green or not?
I don't drink beer. I don't drink at all.
Tom, when you drink beer, if it's green, you don't taste the difference in it, do you?
I think it tastes a little different, but I don't know how to explain it. You know, I think it just does taste. I mean, I know that, like, they say allegedly that, like, a red velvet cupcake is the same. It's a vanilla cupcake with red dye.
Chocolate
cupcake with red dye.
But it tastes different than a chocolate cupcake.
Why?
I don't know how to explain. You could blindfold me. And I would eat a chocolate cupcake and a red velvet, and I would say they taste different. They do. I don't know.
It's just the dye. Maybe because the taste there, you can taste dye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know the dye to use red dye, you got to use a lot to make something red.
Right.
It's almost
especially
unhealthy
because it's dark. It's you know, chocolate's not a light chocolate.
I try to avoid that.
Yeah. Even when I remember making roses, and they wanted a red rose, it takes a lot of red dye to change the frosting into a deep red. You know,
otherwise, you're getting that very light pink almost. Yeah.
Cabbage dinner or fish and chip?
Cabbage.
How about you?
Fish and chip. Can't go wrong. Oh, man. Fish and chip is that's where you get the good perch. Get some good fried perch with some.
I have a soy allergy, so I have to be really careful what's deep fried. So if fish and chips were deep fried in peanut oil, I'd say fish and chips.
No, I'm surprised you're not doing cabbage and. Corned beef this Sunday.
I know.
Okay. I won't say any more about that. Six things that describe your business.
Six.
Six words.
Six words.
Gosh. I would say sweet and simple and savory. Homemade.
Okay.
And what else? Pretty.
Okay.
And.
Is that four or five?
Five. I know the last one. Always fresh.
Always fresh, yes.
It's always fresh at Toy Ann's Sweeteries.
I got one really, really good chicken pot pie.
Thank you.
And it is a really good chicken pot pie. Anyone you want to thank before we take off?
My kids and Eric for, you know, everything he does for Lincoln Kitchen. He does an amazing job.
Yeah, how many you said your daughters help with the cake? How many daughters do you have?
Two.
And how old are they?
One just turned 21.
Okay.
And the other one's 29. Yeah. But the 21-year-old's at Valley University, and she does gymnastics, runs Indiana Elite Gymnastics. That's my other job. Working for Indiana Elite Gymnastics. So, yeah.
And how did they get into
decorating cakes?
They, you know what? They just, when we started the bakery, they had no training at all, and they just started doing
cakes.
They're
just artistic in a way.
Very artistic, yeah.
Anything I missed?
I don't think so.
Okay. Tom?
Nick, I noticed there's a little bit of chicken pot pie left
there. I told you that's going to be all
here. Yeah, that might be my late lunch here with some brownie as well. We didn't even talk about the brownie. We got like a minute left. Yeah, like this is a thick chocolate, gooey, perfect brownie.
Yeah, I call that my bargain.
Do you make that from a mix or no?
No.
See, I knew it.
Yeah, everything's homemade.
Yeah.
Everything's homemade.
Yeah, and it's just a really good, it's a reasonable, you know, thing to buy. And I try to keep my prices average.
Yeah.
I would rather sell.
Are the brownies that size? The one, they're that,
You know, it's like the things you do are like almost old school bakery stuff.
That's what I
can tell.
That's what I like.
Because you had a little bit of grocery experience, too.
Yes,
so that's what you bring in.
Yeah.
Again, folks, I want to thank Toy Ann from Toy Ann Sweeteries out of Valparaiso, located right inside the Lincoln Kitchen, right off what road is that again?
Silhavy
Road in Valparaiso. I encourage you to go in there. Great pot pies, great crust on that chicken pot pie. She got some great sweets, and remember, it's pie weekend.
That's right.
So you still got time to get some fruit pies from Toy Ann Sweetery out of Valparaiso. I want to encourage everyone to, again, hug your family, give them all a big old kiss, And, you know, your furry pets that are running around, always happy when you come home, no matter what you do or how you look or how you smell. Give them a big old kiss because you know what? They love you. Yasu.